Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
All right, we're not going to talk about the weather anymore, but other than the fact that it's 39 degrees and it's May 12th, the weather guy is wrong and he gets away with it, I guess that's okay, but we want to talk about summer.
I mean, I'm ready for summer.
So am I.
Like, very much so.
Everybody wants to get out to, like, Spyglass. Everybody's looking forward to Beer Fest. Everybody wants all these local events to start again. It's kind of cool, but maybe we should, start something new, right?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so I saw this survey.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, according to a new survey, 59% of people say they want to try something new
and
this
summer.
And it
doesn't have to be life-threatening, you know? I mean,
No.
Maybe you never went camping in your life.
You want to go camping because it's outside. Or maybe you never went water skiing or wakeboarding.
There you go.
Go for it.
I never went water skiing in my life until I moved here.
Oh, really? Did you go on the river?
Yeah, and
the person
who asked me to go, I just started laughing because I didn't know much about this area when I moved here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, want to go water skiing this weekend? I go, yeah, where? Poconos? Where are we going? You know, Delaware or Water Gap or something? No.
On
Susquehanna.
The river, yeah.
I go, wait a minute, you guys go water skiing?
Heck yeah, it's super fun.
And they're like, wait a minute, dude, you're from NEPA. Everybody hates the Susquehanna River up there. Here, we inflate this thing called the Fabric Dam, and we make a lake. And I was like, no kidding, let me see. And they took me, and I loved it.
It's super fun.
Yeah,
one of my favorite
fun.
Things to do is either find a friend who has a boat, or rent a boat, or use the kayaks.
There you go, kayaking, huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been cooped up for a year. What do you want to do, people? Let us know. The Ford Fun Line's always open, 1-800-326-94KX. You're trying something new, let us know. Should we post?
Yeah, we'll put it up on social media. I'm curious what people have on their summer bucket lists. Maybe you want to check a couple things off that list that you couldn't check in summer of 2020, right? So it'd be kind of fun.
And when summer comes, you know, I mean, this feels like Indian summer that you get late in the year. It's going to be sunny in 64 today, but it's clear in 39 right now.
Oof.
You know? And people are starting to bug the weather guy. I don't know if you saw this or heard of this. Ballpark Hot Dogs has a petition online that they want whoever's in charge of the weather to move summer up. Move up the summer solstice 1 month. So who do you go? Our boy Jim Cantore.
Oh, my gosh.
I want summer now. After what we had in 2020, who doesn't want summer now? So Ballpark came to me and said, Jim, I need your favor. I need you to start summer a month early. Summer solstice doesn't start till June 20th. But you know what? I'm a meteorologist. I should be able to handle this. I get blamed when the weather's wrong. So why not? If summer starts early, we all get to win some swag. Go to change.org/summer now, sign the petition, and we're off and running.
If anybody could pull this off, it would be Jim Cantore. He's
some
the best.
Some swag.
So maybe we should move summer up early, and that will force Mother Nature to get on the ball here. What do you think?
Right? I mean, I hope so. Either way, do you know what's awesome in the summertime?
What's that?
Live baseball.
Okay.
A brewski.
Okay.
And a ballpark hot dog.
There it is.
Right?
There it is. Let us know what you want to do new. Maybe it's go to a professional baseball game. I know you've already eaten a hot dog before. Don't deny it. Just let us know. Do it on Facebook or the Ford Fun Line, always open. Jimmy Fallon on the way. He's talking about what's new at Starbucks. And he also has a little jab at Pfizer, which is funny. Late night sound bites, we call them. There's one on the way next.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
What the heck is this?
Thomas.
Stop it!
Did we change formatting?
Oh, okay. I could drink lots of coffee. How many coffees have you had already?
None.
No, you just have your little shake there. Going.
Yeah, my vitamin protein. Water and my collagen peptide powder that I have every morning. And then later I'll have a coffee. Which is why I brought this extra cup.
This is just water. There's no collagen in there. There's no peptide or whatever you said.
Collagen peptide powder?
This is just water out of
to
the
help
Topahakan
your hair
jug.
Topahakan. Clean, clear water. water.
We sing better than that cowboy singing about coffee. All right, we're doing water, but I had a cup of coffee at 4 a.m. today.
No, I can't.
In a new survey, over one third of Americans have upped their coffee intake. One third of Americans upping their coffee during the pandemic. Wow.
A lot of coffee. I will make a coffee later.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been bringing this guy in to make the iced coffee.
Okay.
So that'll be fun.
But are you still only averaging one or two a day?
No, I have one a day. That's it.
Yeah, me too. At 4 a.m.
Otherwise, I get headachy and I get sluggish. No, caffeine's not for me, friends.
But boy, people around here,
everybody, they like their Dunkin'.
Everybody comes in with one.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a Keurig in the kitchen and they're firing that up all the time.
That's what I use. I use the Keurig and I brew it over the ice.
I'm telling you, maybe it is true. Maybe the third of the Americans that are drinking more coffee are doing it in this building. I don't know. I'm keeping it cool, though, one cup.
That's that's fine for me.
You know, my age, it keeps you regular, too, so why you drink her at 4 a.m.
Maybe we shouldn't talk about that
on
air.
Okay, let's not. News is coming up next.
The diuretic and other effects of caffeinated beverages and our coffee.
News, sports, and AccuWeather on the way, and maybe we'll take a quest for the castle.
You never know. We have lots to do today on this Wednesday morning, bright and early. Quest for the castle with Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. All kinds of stuff to talk about. Plus, head to our social media page. What's on your bucket list for summer?
Stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX. It's time to qualify for a trip for four to Disney World with the 94KX Quest for the Castle. Call 1-800-326-94KX right now. And if you're the correct caller for the day, automatically qualify with 94KX.
Who is the correct caller of the day?
The correct caller would be caller number four right now on the Ford Fun Line at 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
94KX, this is caller four.
Awesome!
Well, yeah, perhaps if you go to Disney this summer, that would be awesome, right?
Yes, it would be.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Debbie Bach.
Hi, Debbie. Is a trip to Disney on your bucket list for summer?
Yes, it is.
Put those positive vibes out there, Debbie, because you are qualified for the quest for the castle. We find out who the grand prize winner is May 21st.
That would be great.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You probably don't do this, Laura, but in the 100 jobs that you have, do you ever change your name on a Zoom meeting, that name that comes down in the square there?
Nope, I'm Laura Wachaleski, good for all of them.
Okay.
We keep it professional.
Because here in the house, we don't keep anything. No, we are professional. But here in our in-house Zoom meetings, sometimes people change their name.
Oh, that's funny.
Lynn Hall loves to do it. She's
Lynn Hall.
You see her face. You know it's Lynn
Hall.
For
sure.
Denise. Denise, we love her. She likes to present herself as Mrs. McCartney once in a while.
Oh, that's
it's
funny.
Kind of funny. So it is funny.
Yeah, but that's like good, clean fun. Whatever.
Sometimes I'm Tom Morgan. Sometimes I'm Morgan. Sometimes I'm Tommy Tom.
Tommy Tom.
Uncle Tommy Tom. And all these different things. Now, it's fun, right? It's fun unless it's stupid.
Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
The one time you don't want to change your name on a Zoom is when you're Zooming into court.
Ruh-roh.
Then we'll bring this fool in. Good morning, sir. What's your name?
Nathaniel Saxon, sir.
Your name's not Butt 3000.
Whoa! No.
Logging into my court with that as your screen name. What kind of idiot logs into court like that? What's your name again?
Nathaniel Saxon, sir, but I don't believe that I typed anything like that.
And oh, he didn't do
it. Well, that's what it says.
I apologize. That should not be.
Yeah, you should. I'll put you in the waiting room. You can sit in limbo for a while and think about what you call yourself online.
Yeah, judge!
Oh, man.
And just denying to a judge, I didn't change my name on Zoom.
I wonder if he was using someone else's account.
Uh-oh.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
You've heard the news.
Striking news, everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
People helping other people. That is the theme today of the good news.
And that's a that's a good news thing, because when people help other people, it's got to be a good thing.
Absolutely. So out in Ohio, a man named John had to walk to work every single day. He didn't own a car, but he needed his job. He was kind of down on his luck a little bit.
Okay.
Well, a good Samaritan by the name of Jimmy would see him every single day. So one day he stopped to give him a ride to work.
Oh, okay.
Helped him get a driver's license.
Oh, because he didn't even have a license.
Didn't even have a license.
Okay.
And then helped him get a car.
Wow.
I think it's amazing. I honestly never thought I'd drive, but behind me is the proof.
Gives him a ride, helps him get his license, and helps him buy a car.
And not just any car, a brand new car. The local Toyota dealership kind of chipped in, helped him out. It was really an amazing thing. And now he can drive to work.
So no more walking to work for Johnny.
Exactly. Now we're headed a little bit closer to home.
Okay.
We're going to Knoebels.
Oh, really? What's up?
We are. Where a little guy accidentally dropped all of his arrowheads in the water near the gem mine. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
It's by the flume. You can mine for rocks. Well, he had a whole bag of arrowheads.
Okay.
They fell into the water by accident.
He was probably trying to find more and put them in his bed. Oh, the poor kid.
They all washed away. And I'm not just talking a couple. I'm talking like over 100 arrowheads.
Oh, my.
Well, Mom posted up about this on this group called Knoebels Connoisseurs. She said the folks there were so kind and understanding, they made an unfortunate experience into an extraordinary one.
How's that?
Here she posted the letter that her son received. From all of us here at Knoebels, we hope you and your brother had a spectacular time with your family. We dug and dug and dug in the sand at the gem mine, and we found your pack of arrowheads that you lost. We also found a little something extra for you to share with your brother.
Aww.
Sincerely, the recycling crew.
Way to go, guys.
Dan, Lee, Nick, and Jim.
That's a whole load of good news right there.
And that's a lot of sand to sift through at that gem mine.
Nice job.
And last but not least, we are headed to Northumberland, where Lisa lost her kitty cat, her indoor-only cat Marley, got stuck in a tree 70 feet up.
That's a big tree.
The cat was up there for 7 days.
Wow.
My friend Kelly, she posted about this. Well, here, she helped Lisa out. Basically, she saw her post and said, oh my goodness, how can I help? She tried to get a boom, some fire companies, but the tree was in a ravine. They couldn't get to the kitty cat.
Okay.
So she called a tree service, asked if they climbed. And they did, and they were able to rescue the kitty cat. So shout out to James from Susquehanna Tree Care. You rescued Marley, and that's
the good
news.
News. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. 94.1 WQKX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Cannonball!
Woohoo! Do you remember that time?
1-800-326-94KX.
Do you remember that time that we rode the water slides? Facebook Live.
Yes. 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 I lost a couple years of my life.
Not like 45 degrees out during Cosmos Coin Dive,
we'll do the water slides again. Yes, we are. Hey, it is time for Cosmos Coin Dive at the Knoebels Crystal Pool. And if you've got kiddos ages 5 to 12, get on the phone right now.
That's right. Be quick. Caller number one right now on the Ford Fun Line at 1-800-326-94KX. We want you to be in to collect all those coins at Cosmos Coin Dive on the opening day of Knoebels Crystal Pool. Good luck.
94KX, caller one.
Good morning. Who's this?
Rebecca.
Good morning. Do you have some kiddos who want to dive into the crystal pool on opening day at Knoebels?
Yes, I do.
Of course you do. Where are you from, Larissa?
Lewisburg.
Okay, so your kids are probably at school right now. They don't even know that you just did the old win to get in.
They don't know. They'll be excited.
Yay!
Yay! Well, family four-pack of pool passes is yours for any day this season. And then, of course, those kiddos are in to get a lot of Knoebels prizes, including a grand prize, which is a pool party for up to 20 people.
Wow!
Awesome!
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Piece of viral comedy that you have to look for the video when you get to work or when you have time.
This made me laugh out loud earlier this morning before the show. Oh, my goodness.
The two of us are laughing, and the show hasn't even started yet. And, you know, like Rob, the Sports Center, Mark walked by like, Boy, the party started.
Yeah, are you guys okay?
5:30 and they're partying already. But this guy is the most clever guy ever, until you get caught, of course. He is sitting at a picnic table with his buddy drinking beer, except he's holding a power tool and a piece of wood. And he's not going to be home for a while yet. Listen to this. It's funny stuff.
Hey, babe. Yep, that's coming along real good. Got a little bit more time left on it. You're welcome. I know. All right, well, let me get back to work so I can get finished. I love you too.
Bye. I love you too, baby.
Oh, my gosh. On behalf of women everywhere, I don't know whether to be super offended or super impressed, because that is ingenuity right there. You're building a fence with your buddy, but not really. And you got a power tool to fake the noises of the fence building.
Exactly. Now, we didn't watch the whole video,
No, it was short. It was short video.
So we don't know, did they already build the fence? Are they just getting started?
Well, yeah, because what if you know, you're a couple friends, and then the wives are like, oh, well, you're working so hard on this fence. Let's have a barbecue this week or whatever. Oh, we'll come over and we'll cook for you guys.
That's the way you would think. You would say, oh, Keith, you did such a good job on that fence. I'm sure you did. Let's take a drive by.
Yeah,
take a
look. Let me see the fence.
No, it ain't done yet.
It's not finished. Sorry, honey.
So viral comedy just making a fence.
Yep, that's coming along real good.
It's coming along real good.
You're welcome. I know.
Love you, honey.
Let me get back to work.
Beer drinking.
Love you, too.
Yep, love you, too. Viral comedy with Tom and Laura.
It's fantastic. 94KX.
News is coming up next, and then we'll go Tom and Laura live with a special event coming up.
That's right. We're going to speak with Susan from Transitions, talking about a virtual fundraiser. It's going to be actually a really, really cool interview. So it's coming up next, just after 8.
Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Hey, we are hoping to bring a guest to you, Tom and Laura Live. Some kind of problem there, but it's Transitions, and they're doing a program called Plant a Seed on Thursday, May 27th from 7 to 8. So it's a virtual auction, and I kind of like the idea because I don't think anybody could spy on you, right? Like at an auction, the dude sitting across the room is watching you.
Oh, yeah, right?
So, like, that's kind of a cool idea, let alone a great idea for Transitions of Pennsylvania. Go to their website, transitionsofpennsylvania.org, where you could register to shop and attend.
I'll also share the event on the 94KX Facebook page. It's really cool because it's virtual, it's 1 hour, and it's live, but it's really fun because even though you're not together, like you said, you can bid, you can outbid, you can participate. Yeah. And I think, too, it casts a wider net for Transitions. You don't necessarily have to travel to one location to participate and support this wonderful organization.
Yeah, so in today's day and age where we have to do virtual everything, this is really an opportunity where virtual helps and virtual makes things more fun.
Transitions, of course, bringing us safer families, safer communities, doing wonderful work right here in Central Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. So we'll hope to hear from Susan soon, if not today. She's always welcome on the show. On the way, Jimmy Kimmel is talking about the Bezos yacht.
Okay. You know what?
You get a divorce, you take your money, and you build the biggest yacht ever known to man.
So my husband and I were talking about this, and we can get into it, but it's hard to wrap your brain around the amount of money that yacht cost. And then also that it has a little baby sister yacht to help it navigate, because it's so big that it needs help from another yacht to go and chart the seas.
Much, much larger than your average yacht, but a little bit smaller than a cruise ship.
But literally, Jeff Bezos has so much money that my husband explained to me last evening that if you put it in terms of $1,000 instead of billions, it literally is the equivalent of him spending like $500.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it is not even a drop in the bucket.
He's going to have an impulse buy here. You know, where the rest of us...
That was his impulse buy. Yeah, he's exactly. Like, yeah, I think I'm going to buy this yacht.
Yeah, I think I'm going to build the world's largest yacht. It's like taking the borough of Northumberland and floating it down the river. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's the size of that yacht.
Interestingly enough, the cost of that yacht, too, was sort of those developing countries that, you know, we talk about, like developing countries, South America, or like... It's the combined of like 13 national amounts of money.
Exactly.
It's insane.
It is insane. Kimmel doesn't like the idea either. He's on the way with a late night soundbite to talk about it. And coming up, we still want to know what's on your summer bucket list.
Yes, we do. Head to the 94KX Facebook page and let us know what you are going to be doing this summer.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
News is coming up next with sports and AccuWeather. One more check. We asked you early this morning on Facebook, what's on your summer bucket list?
What's on yours?
Here's Tom and Laura's top 10, and believe it or not, there are a few on this list that are on my bucket list.
Okay, let's hear them.
So number 10 is going to a national park or a monument. A lot of American families don't do that. Go to the national parks. They're beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. Plus, it is an inexpensive way to go camping, visit something historic.
There it is.
Learn a little bit about our great country that we live in and see some sights.
Yep, number 9 is sunbathing. I do that every sunny afternoon. I'm laying on the dad chair on the deck with a beverage.
Number 8 is mine.
I know. That's why I saved it for you. I have never done this, and I don't think I ever will.
I won't necessarily be doing it this summer, but I will be preparing to do it in Alaska, mountain climbing.
I can't mountain climb. I got too many injuries. Number 7, fishing. Something I've always wanted to do. I may have to wait till I retire, but it seems relaxing and cool. Number 6, my daughter did it to get engaged.
I plan
on doing it after she gets married.
I would love to do it as well. So would the husband. Skydiving.
Skydiving is cool. Very
I'm doing
cool.
The tandem kind, though, because if I'm going down, I'm taking the instructor with me.
Exactly. I think you have to do tandem first, but yeah.
You do.
Yeah. Number 5 is hiking. Really easy to do. It's a lot easier than mountain climbing.
Especially in our area, there's so many wonderful trails that are both local, state, and national. Good stuff.
Surfing is number 4. That might be a little hard.
Have you ever tried it?
No. Can you surf on Lake Augusta?
I don't think so.
I don't think there's a big enough
I tried it in California when I visited. It is harder than it looks, and I definitely face planted.
I've tried it at, like, beaches on the East Coast, but it's not like if you went to Cali or Hawaii or something. Wakeboarding, everybody could do, though. That's
Lake
cool.
Augusta.
There it is.
When do they inflate the Faber Dam?
Oh, it's got to be soon. It's got to be.
Or is it already inflated? I don't know.
Yeah, and sometimes there's just a couple of bags down. But you inflate the remaining bags
to make
Lake Augusta. So I'm thinking it's coming up around Memorial Day. You could wakeboard on Lake Augusta, trust me.
Yes, you can.
Water ski on Lake Augusta as well.
Yes, you can.
That's number 2.
And number 1, camping.
Camping, that's something you love to do.
I do. I do love to camp.
I haven't done it since I was a Boy Scout. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, just grab a sleeping bag, go walk out in the woods and take a snooze. There's camping.
You go. And say hello to the coyotes if you're in Central PA.
Yeah.
You may be able to come up with something better on your summer bucket list. Let us know on Facebook.
Yes, please head to the 94KX Facebook page. We want to know what's on your summer bucket list. If you have any cool plans, let us know.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura. 94.1 WQKX.
Great day to get the car washed, or as we like to say, the 94KX Wednesday at the Wash with Ultimate Express Car Wash.
3 awesome locations, one right here on the Strip in Sealands Grove, Danville on Route 11, and up there in Billtown. Man, oh man, it is a good day to wash the car.
I think so. So text the word WASH to 49330. We'll see if we can get a winner later on. I'm washing my car no matter what, man. I'm going out there.
Right? Me too.
I'm going to wash the old Stang today.
Here's the thing. If you're a member of the 94KX Text Club and you can sign up online at WQKX.com, you get a coupon code texted out every Wednesday for $2 off your choice of wash, and you're in the running for a $20 gift card to our friends at Ultimate Express.
That's why we call it Wednesday at the Wash.
Wednesday at the Wash.
With 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Wrapping up, Chad Evans is on the way next. Congratulations to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2021. Jay-Z, Carole King, Todd Rundgren, Tina Turner, my girl, Foo Fighters, and the Go-Go's. Yes. And hey, it's almost 9 o'clock. Something's happening at 9. It's called Half Off.
Half off, half price.
Yeah.
Susquehanna Valley. And it's to one of our favorite places, Thomas.
Yeah, I want to go there for dinner.
Tomorrow.
Okay, let's
Because
do it.
It's a Thirsty Thursday. And fun fact, at the Nickel Plate, the second Thursday of every month, May through October, they have free beverage tastings.
Hello.
What?
Line her up. I'll be there. Now, with the half-price Susquehanna Valley at the Nickel Plate, you can get a $25 gift card for $12.50, and it starts in 2 minutes.
That's right. It is 8:58 a.m., friends, at 9 o'clock on the dot. Make sure that you head to that half-price Susquehanna Valley website, because those Nickel Plates gift cards, they sold out in 5 minutes last time.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, they were gone.
I mean, we've had them go in just minutes.
Yes.
So do it. Is there a thought for the day to this? I mean.
The thought for the day is, let's wash your car.
Okay.
Let's get a half price deal.
Okay, from
Nickel
Plate.
And then let's show up to the Nickel Plate tomorrow for Thirsty Thursday after we talk about Milton Beer Fest on the radio tomorrow morning and say cheers with beverages, most likely from Rock God, for Milton Beer Fest. Whew.
That's one hell of a thought for the day. Have a good day, everybody.
Cheers, everybody. Bye, guys.